Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens from around the world, from the Philippines and Australia to Dubai to Japan even, and England. We definitely enjoy the people calling from there and, of course, our kissing cousins in Canada and around the nation. Welcome, welcome to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina. How's everybody doing? Well, it's the beginning of the year. I hope that the year has started out on a good note for most of you out there. I sure hope and pray so. I'm so glad you're joining and supporting the show. Don't forget, we're here on Sunday. This is Monday nights. We discuss career, romance, finance, relationships, jobs. Are you moving? We cover it all. It is our pleasure and honor to answer your questions. Remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. We will give you the answers to the best of our abilities. Now, what you do with the information is up to you. Daily psychic readings are done on the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net. And I want to thank, there's been three people from the show that have called in for readings, and I just want to thank you again. Readings are done from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. every night. If you're not ready to schedule a reading, well, just go to the website and subscribe. We have a newsletter now, and I'm getting feedback. People are loving it. I thank you so much. We're just going to keep putting more and more information in there and good stuff to learn, to read, and to know. Okay, and if you're not able to reach us on the website, which you should be, go to the website anytime. We also have a page on Facebook. It's the Essence of Success Radio Network. Okay? Now, the phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. So I'm probably going to be with you by myself for the next few Sunday and Mondays. Nina is sick, found out she has pneumonia. So she was sick during the month of December. I mean, she came on earlier in the month, but it progressively got worse, so she went to the doctor today. So you got me, the nut, the Saturday night shoot from the hip woman, because you know Nina's the one that's more diplomatic than I am. However the angels give it to me, God bless you, that's the way I give it to you. Let me also welcome in area codes 330-480-630-551, 229-256-212-502-646-630. Welcome to the show. The chat room is open. I don't know if Heather and Anna are going to be in there, but you're more than welcome to go in the chat room. And what I'll do is after every fourth call, I will go in there and check and see if anybody's got any questions for us, okay? All right. Well, two prayers real quick. The first one, we release all karmic densities spiritually, mentally, and physically to the collective conscious and love. Thank you. We create this impenetrable shield which blocks and prevents all negative energies from assailing us. Now, and I'm going to do this financial prayer. It's also on the website. Oh, and the horoscopes are up. Doggone it. You know what, y'all? I forgot about that. I always read the horoscopes, huh? Well, I'll put it like this way. If I have time, I'll read the horoscopes. If not, you can go to theessenceofsuccess.net and go to the reading page. Just scroll down and you'll see January 2019 horoscopes. Okay, so financial prayer. Because, boy, I'm not going to get in anything in politics, but financially across the nation right now, a lot of people need help, okay? And not just help financially, help in to praying for our nation that hopefully our president will see the light and take people off of this shutdown so folks can not only go to work and get paid but be there. Because a lot of people now are starting to walk off the jobs like, why should I bother to go? I'm just working for free. I'm not getting paid. I don't blame you. I really don't. God bless you because, I mean, my kids are grown, but people that still have children at home or husband and wife, it's hard right now if you're part of the people that are in that shutdown. So I'm praying for you guys. Believe me, got my knee pads on, and I'm hoping that something will change in our president's mind and open this back up and do away with that wall mess. But anyway, okay, financial prayer. Make it happen here and now. In this timeline, density, dimension, and multiverse, something great is about to happen to us. The vibrations and energies of our souls, our pineal glands, and our higher self give us financial abundance in cash, give us financial abundance in all ways. Give us what we ask for, God. Manifest a sign within 24 hours, cause and effect. We deserve all this and more. Energies, vibrations, timelines, dimensions, and multiverses are opening up everywhere right now. Thank you, so be it. Our will be done. Okay, and I don't have any birthdays other than myself. I was supposed to do this show yesterday. I only came on for 5 minutes because it was my birthday. So a big shout-out, thank you, to my daughter, Chabonet, nicknamed Granny. Thank you so much. It was a beautiful, absolutely amazing birthday. And I turned 70. I look like I'm 52. God bless me. I don't have wrinkles. I'm serious, you guys. I'm 70 years old, and I do not have wrinkles. And I refuse to let the doctors test my blood or whatever, to find out why my body is not forming wrinkles. All I can say is thank you, Rena and Joe, my parents. You gave me good genes. And, again, thank you to everybody for all the birthday wishes. It was just a beautiful time. And God bless you, and God bless me to see 70 years on this earth. I didn't think I'd live to see this day, but thank you, I have. Oh, so with that, let's begin the show. So our first caller is area code 330. You on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kim. Happy birthday.
Hi, happy birthday. This is Kim, is that correct?
Yes, Kim.
Okay, well, welcome, Kim, to the show. I'm doing terrific. How can I help you today, young lady?
I'm interested in this gentleman, and I wondered if it would turn into a committed relationship.
Oh, okay, and what's his first name? That's all I need.
Jim.
Okay. Let's see what's going on with Kim and Jim. I got the word power. It came up right away, and I also got spiritual. I'm going to ask you, is he a minister or active in church?
No.
Okay. For some reason, I got power and spirituality, so I was just wondering if he was, you know, active in church. Yeah, they're telling me he's a powerful human being. Have you told him what you want out of the relationship?
It hasn't progressed.
What you're looking for? I'm sorry?
He knows I'm not playing around.
Oh, so you two have discussed where you want this relationship to go.
No, we haven't got that far. But right from the beginning, he knows I'm not one just to play around.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I think right now, from what I'm feeling from the angels, you two need to communicate a little bit more, and preferably on a deeper level, what you're looking for. Because to him, I think he wants to know more about you and what you're looking for in a relationship. And also, I mean, he knows you're not playing around, but I'm talking about have a good conversation. Two people, your friends. You know, what are you looking at the next 5 years? Do you want to be married? Do you want to have children? Or, you know, you're looking at a long-term relationship. What is your desire? What do you want? You two need to have that conversation. I'm not picking up that he's a bad person, but I keep picking up he's powerful. But I believe a spiritual...
He owns several businesses. Okay.
Okay, okay. Well, spiritual, so I don't know, maybe he could be a Pisces, he's intuitive, maybe even Aquarius, I'm not for sure, but he does have a strong spiritual background. Now, maybe his parents or siblings or somebody might, you know, be active in church, but it's also with him, too. It's almost like he uses his intuitiveness to figure out people sometime. That's what I'm picking up off of him. As far as a relationship, you two, I don't see why not. It's just that you need to communicate more. You know,
I agree
with
that.
As they say, put your cards on the table. Put your cards on the table. So what are you bringing me? Like, okay, we both know we could do sex. That's no big thing. Anybody can have sex.
Right.
What are you talking to me mentally and spiritually? Where are you coming from? And what's your goals in life? You know, what do you want to accomplish? Okay.
Well, he's been a little distant with family, so I didn't know if he was going to come back full time and want to make things happen.
Come back full time. Do you two work together?
No, but I see him a lot.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, just talk to
but
him.
But usually it's
I'm not picking up anything, but I'm sorry.
Usually it's just for business. That I see him
well,
a lot.
If he doesn't know that you like him, I think you need to sit down and have that conversation, don't you?
No, he knows I like him, but he hasn't, like, asked me out.
Well, that's why you need to communicate.
Okay.
And see if
he
is interested in having a relationship. Yeah.
I was hoping he would be the man and come back, because I gave him my number.
Okay, well, you know it is 2019 now.
I know.
Women came
That's
up a long time ago.
Number.
We speak up for what we want. Okay, but Kim, we speak up for what we want. We don't wait on
okay.
a man. Okay? Once you speak up and tell him what you want, blah, 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 and you have this conversation, then if you feel like he's being detached from you, okay then. You know which way to go. But until you sit down and have that conversation with him, how does he know? He's going on what he thinks and believes in imagination, and you are too. But it's 2019, girl. Step up. You're a queen. Ask for what you want in life. Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Pop your collar,
Thank
girlfriend.
You.
You're a good-looking woman. Stop it. All right. Well, you have a good week, and thanks for calling.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Thank you. Next caller, area code 480. You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hello, Lennis. This is Shruti. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I hope you're
and
wonderful.
This is who? Ruthie? I'm sorry. What
Shruti.
Did you say your name was?
Shruti.
Shruti. Very Shruti.
Cool. Yes. Perfect.
Oh, that's a famous name. I always think of Monk when I hear Shruti, that show Monk, because he loved his wife. Well, Ms. Trudy, welcome to the show, young lady, and what can I answer for you today?
I am actually looking at your website, very beautiful, beautiful photograph right now.
And that's me. When you see that picture,
yes.
That's a picture of me at 69.
Wow. You're
I'm serious.
Beautiful.
I'm not lying to you. This is the God's truth.
Wow.
That picture was taken when I was 69 at the earlier part of the year.
Wow.
Like I said, I don't have wrinkles. I turned 70 years
yes.
old yesterday, and I will not let the doctors or anybody, use me as a guinea pig. It's just like, I just feel like I'm blessed from my parents, so I leave it at that. And I am blessed.
Very beautiful.
My parents, they gave me life, so.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very beautiful.
Yeah.
So my question is regarding career in 2019.
Ooh, all right. So are you looking to go into a new career, or you want to further where you're at right now?
I'm open to either. So I think it's time for a change. Either going in a different position where I'm at, the same place, or being somewhere else.
Okay. Well, what field do you, what field are you interested in? And then I can concentrate on that.
Oh, thank you. So I'm a project manager.
Project manager. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, stop. That's good enough. Yeah. Well, congratulations for your job. Let's see what's going.
Thank you. Yes, I'm glad.
Whoa. The angels are showing me a big, huge building, a white building right now. It is huge. It must be a big complex.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. They're telling me right now, are you interested in human relations? There is a director and management position at this building. In human relation, have you ever thought about that, going into HR, or no?
No, I've never thought about that.
Oh,
I'm currently doing process improvement, so.
I'm sorry?
I'm doing process improvement.
Okay. Wow. Big HR is on that white right now.
Yeah, okay.
Seeing huge letters on this building, almost like the angels are guiding you to go that direction.
So is there,
you might be very good at that.
Initial HR, or is it just a position in the HR?
No, it's a director. What they're showing me is it's a director position open at this building and a manager position in HR. And it's a big, what I'm looking at, what they're showing me right in front of my eyes is this huge white building, and there's a big H and a big R on it. So they're constantly showing me this, and I'm listening to you while you're talking, you know, but they're showing me this. So it's like, I think they kind of want you to work with folks that have problems, but I understand project manager. That's important, too. So,
Do you see when this is coming? Is it something that's going to come to me, or is it something?
Well, they're telling me in 2 weeks there's a gentleman first is going to approach you, and then there's a woman that's going to approach you. And I think this woman is they're saying a longtime friend, like you've known her 35 years or something like that, a long time. Both these people are going to come to you and tell you about these jobs.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, the gentleman's going to come. I think he's a friend, not a real close friend. But somehow you two run into each other, and he's saying, like, yeah, you know, because you mention it. You say, well, I'm looking for something else to see what else I can do. And he mentions this company. They won't show me the name. The angels won't show me the name, but it's huge. It's a huge white building. But anyway, he's going to talk to you about a position there. And then this girlfriend, she knows somebody there, and she just happens to mention to you. You know, like you're in a conversation. He goes, yeah, so-and-so's.
Yeah.
At this company, you know what, they're looking for a manager over there, and that's your opening. Yeah. So, but the guy is going to, he is going to, like, forthright tell you. So there's two people that's going to come to you in 2 weeks' time and tell you about positions at other company. I feel real strong with this gentleman that he works at this big white building. He works there already, yeah. But it's good either way. So that's one way. The other way is, of course, with you, you know, networking, you know, putting your feelers out there and stuff like that. But, yeah, but this is in a two-week period that the man and the woman, and the man is in a business suit. Your girlfriend, she's just, you know, she's dressed naturally.
Right.
But this guy's in a business suit that you're talking to when he tells you about the job. And it's only because you opened your mouth and, like they said, closed mouth don't get fed. You opened your mouth and you're just talking to this guy, and like, yeah, you know, I'm looking for another gig, you know, maybe something to pay a little bit more, something that I'll be at for the next 10 or 20 years, and start talking. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Where
so
you're
much.
At now is not that bad, but I don't see them giving you much of a bump and a raise.
That's
are they
the
kind of in a freeze mode right now?
Yeah. Well, they always are, yeah, pretty much. I work for the state, so I started working last year.
Yeah. Well, I know, I don't know if you guys are affected or not, but I'm praying also for the state people as
yeah.
well as the federal. Because, you know,
yeah,
you never know how shit trinkles down. Excuse my language,
that's
but, you know.
That's the main thing. That's
yeah.
the main thing. But, yeah, that's
so.
Our position. So hopefully
yeah, I see you
all
okay
can
at
do
the job. It's just that I don't see them paying you your worth. That's
yeah.
that's the problem
yeah.
I'm having.
That's
am
that's
I correct?
Exactly yes,
okay.
that's exactly
yeah, that's what
exactly
I picked up.
That. I'm putting a lot more hours, and I'm not getting... sufficient.
Yeah.
So this position, the HR position, is that going to be something that's going to be long-term and beneficial?
Yes.
Is it a goal?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This job will take you through retirement if you like. It's up to you.
That's perfect.
I
that's
see
exactly
10 plus. I see
perfect.
A 1, a 0, and a plus sign, so that tells me as long as you want to be there, you got that job.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to be good, but I see you good in it. I think that's why the angels won't show me anything else but that. I just feel you'd be really good. You know,
okay.
you have the wherewithal or the knowledge and skills how to deal with people. So, yeah, you'd be really good. Call me back and let me know. I mean, like I said, put
oh,
your
definitely.
Feelers out. But you're going to run into these people where, I don't know, the angels didn't show me that. But in 2 weeks, you are going to, you know. Meet
connect.
These people and talk to them. So I'm wishing you the very best. In fact, I'm going to say congratulations because your reading was so strong. I see you working there.
Thank you.
So,
thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
All
have
right.
a good one.
Thanks for calling and let yes. me know.
Thank you.
Okay.
And again, happy birthday.
Thank you. Have a beautiful week, young lady. All right. Next call is area code. Uh-oh. Where'd you go? There you go. Next call, area code 630. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, happy birthday, Dion.
Thank you. Who's this?
It's Dion from Chicago.
It's Dion, all right. How are you today, young lady?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
Yes, ma'am.
I got a reading from you last week, and
Well,
a lot of the things that you told me came to pass, but. So you said that I would be hearing from that from Moss or whatever on Friday. I actually heard indirectly from him on Saturday. So one of our mutual friends told me that he did ask about me just like very, very recently. But, you know, she made it sound like he was being rude. So I'm just trying to figure out, like, what is his mindset all about? I mean,
he was being rude to you, Dion?
No, not me. He asked one of my friends about me, and he said
okay.
She said that he referred to me as like being crazy.
Oh.
Like if you talk
well,
to your
he definitely got the wrong impression
blah,
of
blah,
you.
Blah, blah.
Yeah. You need to talk to him.
He got the wrong
he just
impression.
Got the, yes, he did. Yes, he did. You just need to talk to him. Tell him, wait a minute, that's, you know, maybe it was just a bad day at work or just, you know, one of those days or something, but that's not really who I am. You know, he might have caught you
oh, no,
at a time that
I
you were being a little curt.
I sent him a message to let him know that. I sent him
oh,
a message
good.
Today to let him know that he is misunderstood.
Good, good.
Well,
but
my
great,
whole
girl.
Thing is why would he even bother to inquire about me if he's not even going to be nice? Like, it was very disappointing.
Well, don't kick him to the curb yet. Give him a chance. Don't kick him to the curb. It's just a misunderstanding between the two of you. I want you to talk to this guy. I don't want you to kick him to the curb. That's all. It's just a misunderstanding. Communicate a little bit more, and you'll feel better. And he will, too, of course. Would you
but
do that for me?
At
least talk to him
like...
one more time.
Straighten it out, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't ever, like, he just, all he does is run around and hide from everything. Like, when is he actually going to straighten it out? You know?
Well, kicking to, I don't feel that, that kicking to the curb. I think even if he's an asshole, you're the person that could bring him out of that and have an understanding about life. But if you don't want to be bothered, you know, you don't have to, right? That's your prerogative. Right.
Well, he's 53 years old. It's like, I don't want to carry around a dead body. It's like, he should know better by now. I deserve better than that. Why do I have to fix him or school him or whatever, you know? It's like, act right or get the hell out.
Okay, then move on. Life. Don't settle. Okay. Okay, Dion, well, just move on. Don't settle. If you're not feeling it, you know, like I told you guys, you can change it at any time. If you don't feel like the information we gave you and you find out that that's not it, then please, you know, don't deal with him then. If you know already that he's an AH, then just move on. Just like, well, nope, that's not it.
But, like, okay, so my question, just I just want to know, like, was his intention to be rude when he talked to her? Because that's how I felt. I got my feelings hurt, you know?
No, not really. Not really. I'm being honest. He's not that fond of your girlfriend. I'll just leave it at that, okay? He's not that fond of her that gave you the information. Talk to him directly. You said you text him, then good. I hope you text him and told him to call you. And you two talk. Just do it one time for me, please. And after that, if you still feel he's a you know what, then walk away. As I say, delete and go on to something else. Okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, let me know, Dion. I'm serious. Just giving. I'm just asking you to give him one more chance. You talk to him one-on-one, just the two of you. And if you still feel that way, then walk away. All right?
Okay.
Okay,
okay.
Call me and let me know. All right, love you.
I will. Thank you. Love you.
You're welcome. Have a beautiful week. All right. Let's see. Who's next? Okay, area code, uh-oh. Oh, I guess I should announce. Oh, and check the chat room. Oh, Lord. Anybody in chat? Okay, thank you. You're listening to Monday Night Free Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Nina's not with us tonight. I'm sorry. Do say prayers for her. Nina's got pneumonia, so just remember her in your prayers. Thank you. All right, next caller, area code 551. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tasha.
Hi, Tasha. How you doing today, young lady?
I'm pretty good. How are you, Linus? Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. I feel
I'm
great.
So happy. That's good. You look good. You always look good.
I know. You'd be surprised. Men sometimes try to talk to me, and I tell them my kids are older than you.
Well, I'll bet that. You look good. You look really good.
My oldest
but they
is
say
50,
black don't
and
crack.
The baby is 42.
Oh. Black don't crack. That's the same, right?
Well. I don't believe they heard you. Okay, Tasha, what can I answer for you today, young lady?
Oh, man. This will be a love interest, a love relationship, something new but long-term and real. Do you see that coming up?
Oh, okay. Let me ask the angel. Who is this tall, wiry guy? He's about six. Wow, they say all the way up to 6'5". Oh God, he's tall. 6'2" to 6'5". He's tall but wiry. You know, he's not skinny, but Yeah, he's kind of on the slender side. What is it, Angels, about this guy? Oh, do you know a gentleman like that? He's getting ready to introduce you to somebody. Do you know somebody that's tall like that but kind of on the slender side?
I found like one person
no?
I know from the very, very past, and I had a crazy kind of situation with them, but not lately around me. I don't.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I'll put it like this. If you don't see him, he's going to mention you to someone else. And it's a good guy. I see him telling this guy he's talking about you in a very good favor, too. He really is. He's talking about you very nice. And he tells this guy about you, like, man, you should, you know, talk to my girl, Tasha. That's one that I see they're showing me right now. Two, there's a guy that looks like he's a football player, but he's not. But he's strong and thick, but he's not real jovial guy.
Is he, do you know his complexion? Is he like lighter or darker?
No, this guy is medium. He's medium complected and bald-headed. He doesn't have to be
that
bald.
Like,
he chooses to.
That sounds like my personal trainer.
That sounds like who?
My personal trainer.
Oh. Okay, well, old dude got a crush on you. And we'll call it a day on that one. Yep, he's got a crush on you.
Yeah, he was asking these questions, but he stopped asking them, so.
Because of the way you were responding?
No. Okay.
That's why.
He's asking me why.
Well, let me ask, because I see him most prevalent, the second guy here. Yeah, the Angels are telling me right now, yeah, he really likes you. He sees you, he has a sparkle in his eye, you know, like wink, wink, like, oh, Tasha's here. Nice, I'm picking up. It looks like he might have a little girl. I think he has a daughter, small, maybe 3 to 5 years old. That's it, just one child. He's not married. I'm asking, is he dating anybody right now? They're telling me it's not a for sure thing.
Nope.
So I don't know if
then
it's like somebody he sees.
That might not be my personal trainer, because the personal trainer has no kids. He don't have any.
Okay, well, this, really? Okay, well, anyway, I still see your personal trainer, but I see this little girl that's 3 to 5 years old. So he may or may not know. Sometimes guys are single because they don't know that they have a child on the side because the mother chooses not to inform them of such, right? That does happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But anyway, the trainer, this guy, he's a nice guy. I like him. He's good people. He's disciplined, of course. He doesn't get angry real quick. I think he tries to, like, study about it or kind of work it out in his mind. In other words, he doesn't react snappishly. He'll think about it for a minute, you know, unless somebody just, if an individual comes up on him and just da-da-da-da-da-da, yes. But, like, if there's a conversation or people are talking and maybe something upsets him that he hears, he's not going to go off on the person. You know, he'll think about it for a minute, whether he'll respond or not. So
okay.
He's got a good temper, yeah, balance. Is he a Pisces?
No, he's a Cancer.
I'm sorry?
He's a Cancer.
Oh, yeah. Nurturing, mothering. He'd be protective. Well, with his size, he would be.
Do you see him with glasses? Because this guy wears glasses.
No.
No.
Okay.
Nope, I don't see any glasses. I still see the same body built. It really got strong when you said about your trainer, the feeling I was getting from the angels. Well, as I said, this guy, I described him to you. He's got a good constitution. He's got a good heart. He's balanced when it comes to anger in that way. And he is physical. So when you said trainer, you know, it just came very prevalent. But I see he's physical. He's not in sports, per se. That's why I said he looks like it, but he's not in sports. But as a trainer, yeah, I guess that's considered like a sport or wellness, health and wellness. So that's what I'm seeing is him. Two, the tall guy telling his friend about you, and then I see this guy, the one that looks like a football player. So
mm-hmm.
there's your two. The one at the gym, if you see more than one, just talk to him and fill him out. You'll figure out which one it is. But this guy is not wearing glasses, I can tell you that. What they're showing me, I can see this man. He does not wear glasses.
Okay. Okay,
yeah.
So those are the two. Because right now.
Yeah, those are the two that I see right now, Tasha. I would say, you know, just, you know, kind of check it out and see. At the gym. But this other guy, if you get a phone call or a text message or whatever from somebody out your past, do ask them why are they contacting you, and the guy will tell you that he spoke to his friend about you. Or if the guy gets your number, were you able to text you or, I don't know, Facebook, whatever, then he'll tell you,
they,
you know, this guy told you about me, just curious.
They live in this area?
He doesn't live that
area?
Far from you. He doesn't live
okay.
that far. I'm looking at right now 1 hour from where you live. He's about 1 hour from you.
Okay. Because I'm like,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I'm like in this area, I be, I don't know, don't really be looking around here. But I'm supposed to be
going. No, this guy
isn't going
in your area.
Okay.
The one that the friend is talking about, he's 1 hour away. Yeah.
Okay. I'm supposed to be going out of town for the Super Bowl week, so I was like, maybe that would be, but you said they're around here.
Yeah, well, call me back before you go to the Super Bowl so I can see who you're going to run into while you're there, if you don't go with anybody.
Yeah,
I
I'm
see that.
To
if you don't go with anybody, give me a call back before you go to the Super Bowl, please.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, young lady. Go on and look for them two men.
All right.
Okay, and have a wonderful week, and thanks for calling, Tasha.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Okay. All right, next caller, area code 229. You're on the air with Lennis. Who's this?
Hey, Ms. Lennis, this is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you? Happy
All
birthday
right.
to
oh.
you.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Wish you 70 more years.
Yes. Isn't that nice? I want to live as long as my grandmother. She lived to be 103. So I hope the longevity
wow.
comes through me, too, that I live to live at least to be 100. Be 100
yeah.
and still kicking it.
That's what I asked the angels for. And the Lord let me live to be at least maybe 40 more years from now.
Sure.
And that'll be 100.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. But I just want to ask you tonight, I have some concerns about my daughter. She's in the hospital
okay.
again. Yeah, she has had
oh,
one
no.
surgery. Yeah, she
Correct.
Has had one surgery on her she had a hysterectomy, and
right.
but she's been having some issues with lupus in her spleen, and she at the hospital, and they are like they don't know what's going on, or do she have cancer, and also her spleen is swollen, then it was a blood clot on it, And now she's going to be transferred to a better hospital in Gainesville, Florida, Shane Hospital. I just want to know, do you see her having surgery and it being a success? And what do you see on her?
Okay. Melvin, what's your daughter's first name, please?
Sharika.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is anybody going with her to Florida that she's not down there by herself?
I'm going to make the trip. I'm going to have to. They're going to transport her through ambulance, though. But I'm going to have to, maybe me and my son could drive down there together the same day. Because I'm not able to drive a long, long distance because of my injuries.
Right.
So I need to be there. And she want me there. And, you know, so I just, you know, when she arrived there, I know they're going to run a lot of tests because it's supposed to be one of the best hospitals, I think the third or fourth in the country. And they work with the military doctors as well.
What I'm seeing right now is they're probably going to remove her spleen. It looks like they're going to remove it. But this hospital also specializes in very good treatments. So I can see why they sent her there, because I think one of the top doctors is there that performs the surgery. That's what I'm picking up. So, yeah, she'll be under excellent care. The main thing is that she needs family support. I'm glad that you and your son are going to go. Because she doesn't need to be down there. But I saw that right away. She doesn't need to be down there by herself. She needs to know the family is there, that somebody's there with her. She's not going through this by herself. Because afterwards, she'll be returning home, you know. But she's away from everybody. So, yeah.
Yeah.
She'll
How
be returning
home. How did you see the
home.
Surgery? Okay.
Oh, it'll go well. Everything will go well. And she'll be returning back home.
Does she have to have chemo? Because her spleen is swollen and something may have leaked out, because she said something with her with her liver. They had to run some tests on her liver as well and her pancreas.
I think those questions will be answered better once you get there and talk to the doctors and see where they're going to go from there. Yeah, you want to speak with their doctors and find out what's going on. So, yeah.
Okay. But they're going to, when she first get there, I mean, they're going to have surgery. And how long is it going to take before they have surgery?
I see 1 to 3 days. Of her getting there. From the time she arrives there, 1 to 3 days, so she could have it happen right away or the second day, but it won't go past the third day. Yeah, between 1 and 3 days she'll have that surgery.
Yeah, I told her. I said, the time you get there and they run their tests, because these are good doctors, some of the best in the country, and they're going to take their spleen out. And I told her they're going to take it out, and because they said she didn't have cancer here at this hospital, but, you know, I don't know what's going on. So that's I'm just leaving it in the Lord's hand and leaving it in the doctor's hand, because they won't make mistakes. God won't get them to make mistakes. And I think, do you see her getting through all of this, you know, and getting back to her normal life?
Well, she'll be returning back home. When they get through with the surgery and testing, she'll be able to come back home. Yeah.
Okay. She'll be able to go back to work right away, or?
That might be delayed for a minute. You know, she's got to get her health and her strength back up again.
Yeah, I mean, not right away, I'm sorry, but yeah.
Eventually.
Okay.
Yeah, eventually. Yeah.
Okay. Could I ask you, one more question? You have time?
All right. You know Nina wouldn't allow this. Go ahead. What's the other question?
I know it. That's why I said, But I just want to ask you about me. With my, they still haven't sent me my backpack for my disability, and they have sent me a check. I get a check every month, but I just want to know, like, when I'm going to receive my lump sum back pay for disability.
You know, Melvin, when we talked to you before, did you get that paperwork submitted? Remember, that's what was holding you up, was the paperwork. It's all submitted now?
Yeah. Well, not all submitted. I got a couple of more pages to do. Basically, they just want to know about it's nothing about my finances or something, and but other than that, they want to do a interview, a phone interview, a Skype interview in court.
Okay.
That's what they waiting on?
Yeah, that paperwork is important. They need to have all your paperwork in first, and then they'll call with the interview. Remember, that's what me and Nina were telling you. We saw papers
the
desk.
Sure,
so once they're, once all the paperwork is signed and is submitted, then go from there. Like, okay, do the phone interview, and then when will I, you know, receive my back pay? Yeah, just get all your paperwork in, and then it'll be in.
Yeah. And then you can let me know when I'll be receiving it.
Yeah,
and how
we
much?
Have a better scope of it then, because it's all submitted.
Okay. Well, I sent you an email, Nina, and I posted for a reading from you for an hour. I have it down for, I think, Wednesday, but if you're available tomorrow night, I thank you from, 11 to 7 or something like that?
11 to 7 p.m. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
if you're available tomorrow, already didn't send the payment in. It already went through.
Okay,
because there are a
no
lot
problem.
More questions I need to ask you. So do you think maybe you could do it tomorrow?
Well, let me check with my schedule and see. I got to look at my bookings and see, and if I can, I will. In fact, I'll email you tonight and let you know. How's that? So watch your
That'll
email.
Work
I'll
fine.
Email you after the show. Sure.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetie. All right.
All right.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. All right. Next caller, area code 212. You're on the air with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. This is Mary. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you. And how are you doing today, young lady?
I'm doing pretty well. Busy, busy. Just doing my laundry right now. So, just kind of wondering about...
Go ahead.
Oh, just wondering about my... career, and I am up for a job that I would really love to have, and I feel good about it. And today I just wrote a follow-up email after 1 month of after my interview and writing a thank you note, and then I
there
heard back
go.
From
I was just going to say send your thank you note. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, yes. And so after I wrote the thank you note, I heard back from the person who would be my boss if I were to get the job, and she said, it was lovely to meet you too, and I hope to be able to continue our discussion soon. And she said that I would hear from another colleague of hers who runs HR in January. And so January's here, and it's been a month after we last corresponded, and so I touched base with her today, and I'm just wondering what the timeline is going to be for her to get back to me. And
I see you get the position, Mary, but there's a delay, and it looks like it has to do with budgetary concerns. Yeah, it doesn't have anything to do with you. It's the budget, but I see them hiring you. You're going to get the job, but it's a little. In other words, if you were going to start Wednesday, you won't start till Friday. that type of delay, not like a month from now or nothing. No, it's a small delay. So if they tell you, they bring you back in and say, okay, you got the job. Okay, do I start tomorrow? We want you to check in on Thursday. So you still get the position. But the delay is just the budgetary concerns. Yeah, they liked you. You did a real good job on your interview.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Yeah, because when I heard back from the hiring manager after I wrote a thank you note, I thought that was a very good sign.
Mm-hmm. You're going to get hired. It's just a little bit of a delay. So just stay positive.
Yeah, and so,
don't go low. Just stay positive because you're going to get the job. But like I said, it has nothing to do with you not being hired right away. It's just budget. You know, they got to make sure, okay, it's $100,000 in there for that, blah, blah, blah. Okay, go ahead, bring her on, and you're done deal. It's good.
Okay, yeah, because the thing is that I also am taking a risk. You know, they asked me what I would do to really get to know the culture of the organization if I were to get the job, and I said, well, I would take this course at night. It's a jazz organization, so I said, okay, well, I saw that Jazz 101 is starting at the end of January, and it's starting next Wednesday, and so I'm going to need to register for it without first getting an offer. You know, I wrote that in my email, you know, hoping that that would, you know, I have to act as though I've already gotten the job in order to perhaps, tip them over the edge in my favor.
Yep.
Versus other
That's
candidates.
Right. You know, when you do something, you claim it that you got it. It's yours. Yep. So, well, now this class that you're going to take starting Wednesday, is it interfering with the daytime if you were to go to work? Not if.
No,
when
it doesn't
go to work?
Interfere. Yeah, it's just that I need to put up some cash for it, right? To register as an employee, it would be free. But if I were to get the job, then I probably would be reimbursed. Yeah, and so,
That's true.
But the thing is that I kind of figured that it would be a good idea for me to register for this class.
Do, yes. I got yes. Do. And you're right, they will reimburse you. You'll get reimbursed. You're just ahead of the game. Smart lady, I like you. You know what you're doing.
Well, thanks, Linus. I like you too. I mean, you're ageless at 70.
And 70 is still a nut. But anyway.
No wrinkles.
Yeah. No wrinkles, babe. I'm serious.
That's
I have nothing
awesome.
Around my eyes, my breath, my stomach, my legs, nothing. It's just straight, smooth skin. I know.
Wow. Lucky.
Maybe I'm alien and I don't know it. Nobody told me. Don't mind me. I am the nut in the family. I'm five kids. I'm the last one left, and I'm the humorous one out of the five of us. So.
Oh, that's
But anyway,
always good.
Okay, Mary, well, sounds good. Do that on Wednesday. Don't worry about it. You got the job. In fact, I'm going to tell you right now, congratulations, Mary, on your new job.
Thank you.
And God bless
Woo-hoo!
You.
Do you
That's
think it's
right.
going to start in February?
I'm sorry?
Do you think it's going to start in February?
How about the end of this month?
Really?
I don't see February. I see the end of January. You might start work the 28th.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, girlfriend. I'm telling you, you're on the path. Universe just opens up. You make one step, they doing two. You know, it's like you may crawl before you walk, but once you stand up, you start running, right? Well, you're running.
Mm-hmm.
So things are happening fast.
Yeah, all right.
Things happen fast for you. Yeah, that's all good. It's all good, lady. Love
Woo-hoo.
It. Love it,
well,
love
thank
it.
You.
Oh, well, Mary, you have a wonderful week, and God bless you. And again, congratulations, young lady. Happy
thank
for
you.
Ya.
And happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Okay. All right, I've got time for one more call. Please forgive me. I'm going to take 630 right quick. Please forgive me, 860-631-862-914-502-646-917. I am so sorry. This hour went by so fast. Maybe we need to do Monday nights for 2 hours, huh, or an hour and a half. But anyway, I want to thank everybody for wishing me happy birthday. Thank you so much. I appreciate the people that are in the chat room. Thank you so much. Oh, Heather's in there. Hi, Heather. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, well, I'm going to do this one last call. Let me get 630 in. 630,
hi, good evening.
With Lynn, who's this?
Hi. Hi, this is Becky. How are you?
Fine. This is who? I'm sorry.
Becky.
Jackie. Well, Jackie.
Becky.
Welcome to the-
Becky. Hi. Becky.
Jackie, spell it.
B-E-C-K-Y.
Oh, Becky. Oh, okay. My
happy belated birthday.
Tia.
I hope
That's
you have
why
a great
I had
week.
To listen. Oh, thank you, thank you. Well, I said I kept asking Becky because my granddaughter's name is Bakia. So I was
oh
like,
my gosh.
I'm calling.
I love it. I love it. Well, I'm not going to waste
okay.
any more of your time. I just have a quick kind of like concern / question. So my concern
okay.
is my financial stability. Right now my husband has kind of put us in a really great situation, no pun intended, and just kind of wondering what you see as financially as well as him. So it's kind of a two-part question.
You guys are going to get through that. I see fire, like in a fire pit and everybody's sitting around the fire. Yeah, that fire is going to go out. You don't have to worry. That's okay. It's going to
I mean, he's
going to
go out
go
or
out.
The fire is going to go out?
No, 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 no. The situation that you're in right now is going to
okay.
change for the better. Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean. I don't want to put your business out there. But it's going to change. Yeah, the fire is going to go out. Good intentions as far as on your hubby's half. It was good intentions. Okay, let's see. Financially... Are you up for a raise? Are you working, Becky?
I am working. I do work full-time, and I take care of my kids full-time, but I'm not up for a raise.
Okay. I don't know why, but the angels just told me that you're up for a raise or a bounce, a bump.
Please bring me
it.
Cash. That would
sorry,
be amazing.
A bump in your pay. Well, it's coming, and it's coming this month in January because they say you're getting a bump in pay.
Perfect.
Yeah, you're going to be making. Okay, they're showing me right now, this is your range, from $1.25 to $2.50 more per hour.
Huh.
Okay.
Perfect. Any
thank
money
you,
will
angels.
Do. Yeah. Thank you, angels.
Now for your husband. Whew, I just got a headache. That man is stressed.
Oh, yep, take a number.
Yeah, well, because the top of my head, when I went to ask about your husband, started hurting, so that tells me he's stressed.
My head hurts tough. Every day, so you and I, we relate on this topic.
Okay. Well, financially, for your side, you're going to be doing better. You're going to make a little bit
okay.
better money. And I think it's
okay.
closer to the 250 side. As far as your husband, they're not showing me right now other than him being stressed. It's almost like a block, you stress. And, oh, my God, Becky, I'm sorry. I got to let you go. It's 60 seconds, and they're going to cut me off the air.
Okay,
so
well,
let
thank
me close
you for
the
your
show
time.
Out. But
I
listen,
appreciate
call back
it.
Sunday. Yes, everybody
I will.
Call
thank
back
you
Sunday.
So much.
Yes.
I will. Thank you.
Here.
Enjoy your week. Okay.
Oh, thank
have
you
a great
so
month.
Much. God bless you, young lady. God bless you. Okay, everybody, please come back Sunday and Monday. It's going to be just me for probably a couple of weeks as Nina gets over her pneumonia. Hopefully I'll have Heather in here with me on Monday nights to help. If not, maybe Sunday. Her and Anna can come in. But in any case, Heather, you know I love you dearly, and thank you for the birthday wishes. For those that I didn't get to today, please forgive me. I'm sorry. You know I love you all. But come back in on Sunday, and, of course, it'll be a longer show, and I'll answer your questions. Okay? Have a good week. Take care and show the love, everybody. And if no one's told you they love you, I do.
Possibilities in the moves we can make. Your kiss is giving every indication. If this heart of mine is right, by the time this night is gonna take us all the way.